Welcome back, everybody, to We Are TPM with myself, Kyle, and John Teixeira once again. John Saracen next to me, by the way. Mm-hmm. We are back this week to discuss screening rentals. If you like to get your rentals screened or discuss anything we can talk about on this podcast, or give us a call for any reason whatsoever, give us a call at 817-818-9039. Shoot us an email at showmethemoney@wearetpm.com. Let's get into it.
You know, Kyle, there's a lot of fraud, and we thought it would be good to update everybody on the new ways that people are committing fraud in our industry, from both people committing fraud to prospective tenants and prospective tenants committing fraud as they put in applications to landlords, right?
Yes. In 2024, the age of technology, there's a lot of scams out there, and it just affects all sides, actually. So we're kind of just, from our end, we see a lot of how it's done to us, how it's done to prospective tenants. So I want to just kind of, you know, this probably won't be that long, but we want to just kind of put it out there. Some of the things to look for on both sides, because it is very common these days. Facebook scams, mm-hmm. Copying rentals. So let's give an example. So from the prospective tenant side, we could talk about that first, I think. There's a lot of people out there scamming prospective tenants and stealing their security deposits and stealing their rental money. And we've seen it become so prevalent in the last 2-3 years. I think it's an important topic.
Well, you know, some people kind of insensitively would call this maybe like a stupid tax, right? Because why are these people sending a deposit to these people? And you could make a case for that, but we've seen this with elderly people, right? Taking advantage of elderly people, this kind of fraud.
Well, that's been happening forever, but yeah, I think as our industry has gotten so automated and technological and so online, it's made it easier for...
It's getting good.
Yeah.
It's getting really good that you can't really call it a stupid tax anymore, because anybody could fall for this, especially, you know, Kyle, like we get this all the time. People have heard of doing self-showings and online applications and all this stuff that goes along with some of this fraud, right? It actually helps create the ability to do some of this fraud. And so when we send out these online applications and these self-tours to people, they even question us. Now, fortunately, you know, we've got a track record. We got Google reviews. We have an actual building on Main Street in Mansfield. So, I mean, we have plenty of credible things that people could turn to know that we're real people. But the fraudsters don't.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
And the reason it's gotten good is people have learned how to use our legitimacy and credibility against the tenants. So, and let me kind of outline what we're discussing here first. There are people putting, say we list a property, right? We list a property that we have for rent. Generally, the way it works is after we get it leased and we take it off our website and take it off Zillow and it comes off, that very next day, these scammers post the same thing. The reason they do it like that is so that you don't also find our listing, right? So say we lease 123 Main Street. Well, the next day, they're listing 123 Main Street on like Facebook Marketplace, for example, at a insanely low rate. So say we leased it for $2,000, they're listing it for like $1,700 a month, right? But they're using our info. Like, they use our description, they put our website on the description,
our
and
pictures,
all this stuff.
They steal our pictures.
They steal our pictures so that they can go, when you're checking for credibility, you see, you know, wearetpm.com, click on wearetpm. Okay, you're vetting Teixeira Property Management. What they're not doing is making sure that they're talking to Teixeira Property Management. And that is where this problem comes in a lot. They're messaging someone on Facebook, and they submit an application onto some website that is not ours. You know, if you actually go to our web, you know, a lot of people just see the credibility thing and don't actually click all the links. That's kind of what they're betting on, is that you don't follow through with all these checks because it just looks valid. They're even stealing our pictures that are watermarked with our company logo, mm-hmm. right? So these people are, you know, they send them some application to fill out, and they fill it out and they're like, oh, you're accepted, pay us you know, zealous 2000 or 1700 for security deposit in the first month's rent, and we'll get you keys tomorrow. And then people do it. And then, you know, then they're like, then they just ghost them. They just took their money and they never actually got the rental.
So how do people protect themselves from that, Kyle? Because we've seen it happen even to our listings over and over again. And the few that I know about, and sometimes the way we learn about one of these listings up there is because somebody calls me. And this is the best way to protect yourself from it, right? Like, before you sell somebody money for something you either haven't seen or somebody you don't know and haven't met, at least do a quick Google search. Like, search that address, see what comes up. You will likely find our old listing and say to yourself, well, wait a minute, this is Teixeira Property Management's listing, not this guy Fred that I'm sending a Zelle to. Like, who's Fred? Let me call Teixeira Property Management and find out. I'll tell you in 2 seconds what's happening, right?
Well, yeah, this happens. This happens with, and we get those calls sometimes. Mm-hmm. We've saved people getting scammed by them reaching out to us and say, hey, I was about to send money to this. Is this really you? And we're like, no, this is not us.
And then we reach out and report that listing and get it taken down.
Yeah. And like the reason they use Facebook, this is most common on Facebook these days. Facebook just seems easy to people, but these fraudsters are getting good. So like they block, they know who the real person they're scamming is. They knew who the real Teixeira Property Management is. So they block us all on Facebook. They'll block me. They'll block you. Mm. They'll block the people who they're actually pretending to be. So that, because you can't search things on Facebook with an account. And if I'm blocked, I can't find your post. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, they only use this and they make a new profile, all these things. So the number one thing you can do to avoid these, and this is what we is the biggest lesson in all scams and fraud that has always existed, right? If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Yep.
If Realtor.com says this property should be renting for $2,000 a month and it's listed at $1,700, then it's a problem. One of the other biggest things I've advised people this has happened to is if it's a property manager and it's not on that property manager's website, it's probably a scam, right? And then it's also probably, if you're not finding it listed on Realtor.com or Zillow, you're only finding this Facebook listing, then definitely be double careful. Checked. Yeah.
Be careful. I mean,
we stopped posting on Facebook for this reason, is we didn't want them to start looking like scams. And it made it even easier for scammers to just copy our Facebook listing of the property. So, there's a lot of problems that have came with that. So, but I've been seeing this in eviction court a lot. A lot of people are getting evicted because they paid the wrong person. So there's a whole bunch of different ways the scams are happening. But, you know, the number one thing is if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. That's always true.
And here's the other thing. If somebody asks you, Kyle, you can answer this in 2 seconds. Why does somebody ask you to Zelle them money? There's another red flag right there. Well, and we do it too. We ask people to Zelle us money for good reason.
We take security deposits, not rent payments, but we take security deposits through Zelle for certified funds because they're guaranteed funds. It can't be taken back.
And they can't be taken back.
Yeah, exactly.
And disputed. And that's important. Like, so if somebody's insisting that Zelle is the only way that you can accept, that's a huge red flag. Like, we accept Zelle and we offer it, but it's not the only way you can pay us. You can also walk in our office with a cashier's check or money order, right? Mm-hmm. So come on in, shake our hand, see us, know us, and give us a cashier's check, or for your convenience, you can Zelle us, right? That's a lot different than, hey, if you want this house 2 hours after you put an application in, send me a Zelle for $1,700 and it's all yours. Really? That's ridiculous.
Well, and most property managers do a lot more points of verification. And when you Zelle us that security deposit funds, you know who shows up as the person you're Zelling? Teixeira Property Management, LLC. Like, you are Zelling it to that company, right? This more common, it's less common that people try to take over a property manager's listings because they know they can get these things can be verified a lot easier. Most commonly, this is happening to landlords. So a big way to verify if, you know, because the landlord could just be some Joe Blow, right? It could seem not.
Nine out of 10 listings are self-managed.
Yeah. And you, ownership, property ownership is public record, right? And it won't always match, but a lot of times these landlords, like say it's, you know, John Teixeira, for example, and he's the landlord and he's the one renting this out on Facebook and that's his Facebook profile. Well, go look up Texas. If you're in Tarrant County, it's tad.org. Look up the appraisal district. Every county has an appraisal district and you can always see who owns that property.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Texas, you can look, and I'm pretty sure in most states that's public mm-hmm. record. So at least check that verification. If the name matches, then you get some confidence it's the same person. Doesn't mean somebody can't make a Facebook profile with their name. So keep an eye out for that. But
you know, and I briefly mentioned this too, another red flag for tenants is the speed that it takes to process an application. We have been able to process applications quickly. So don't get me wrong. It does happen. But it's pretty rare, isn't it, that we have everything that we need from an applicant to the point that we can approve it in a couple hours. It has happened, but it's pretty rare. It probably happens like 5% of the time. We almost always need something that nobody presents us with everything that we need. And so that's another at least yellow, if not red flag. If you get an answer to your application with no questions and no follow-up needs within hours, that's probably a red flag also, right?
Well, in contracts, right? Security deposit is a contingency to a contract, that contract being right. A lease.
And you haven't even signed
one. So are you signing a lease prior to sending this security deposit? Or, you know, what I hear a lot is people get scammed by saying, you know, send me the security deposit, then I'll send you a lease.
Yep.
But
it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. I mean, there's application deposits that a lot of people take. Another reason we don't take those is it all just doesn't sound very above board, you know. And there is a lot of this out there. As we just said, there's a lot. Everything's online these days. A lot of property managers and landlords are still old school. They still do, even if they are online, they're doing it a weird type of way. So you just got to make sure that you're sending things to the right people. So
yeah,
because I've seen it a lot. I've seen this is an even fancier one, but the one we see in court a lot, and it's sad to see, they'll sign a contract with the real landlord and then get reached out to by these scammers that somehow know, because the landlord marked the listing, you know, somehow they find out who rented it and they ask them for money like they're the person they just rented it from. So they steal their money and now you owe the real landlord real money and they get evicted because they didn't pay the real landlord.
You know what, y'all? You may not be – the important thing is you got a funny feeling, follow up on it, research it. Don't be afraid to ask questions. This is your money. You work hard for it. Don't let it get – in the hands of the wrong person so easily without asking questions, right? Mm-hmm. Like, be looking for it. In 2024, there are more opportunities and a lot easier. It's a lot easier for people to do this kind of stuff and to scam you out of your money than ever before.
Well, and they're not just scamming. They've gotten really fancy over the last year and a half. They are not just scamming the tenant. They're scamming the landlord or property manager and the tenant at the exact same time. And
I find myself, I think, Kyle, do you think I'm fairly in tune to this fraud thing, right? Mm-hmm. I catch it pretty well. I know it happens and kind of on my guard for it, right? Like I don't fall for this stuff too easily. It was probably 2 years ago I fell for one that for some reason I had let my guard down. And I fell for it very easily as being on a board. And I thought my president was calling me and asking me to send some money somewhere. And I literally went to the bank to go do it before I realized maybe I should check on this first because it seems a little odd. You know, even somebody that's in tune to it like me, and I know it happens, you can still fall victim to it if you let your guard down. And so just don't, no matter who you are. You know, I feel sorry for these people that are being scammed, Kyle. It's usually the smaller rentals, right? It's usually people that where they can make quick money, right? Like the $800, $900, $1,100, $1,300 rentals. Those are the people that need that money the most. That mm-hmm. absolutely crushes their budget when you take that money from them. It's probably a quarter of their monthly pay.
Well, it's on all ends. It's why it's so important for us as property managers and landlords especially to make sure they're not being scammed, to make sure they catch fraudulent applications, because this is a scenario that's ending people up in evictions, and it's happening very commonly right now. Is the scammer will submit an application to us, right? For this, like, we're back on the same scenario, 123 Main Street. Scammer will submit fraudulent application to us. If that makes it through us, right? If we accept that applicant, then they're trying to pay with credit card, something that's not certified, right? And if this is another reason to take certified funds for security deposit, is not just to guarantee you have them, but to guarantee they can't be charged back.
Yeah.
So they're paying security deposit with a credit card, paying first month's rent with a credit card, right? And we think we have a real tenant. Well, they go put another listing out there and scam some tenant into getting them security deposit and first month's rent. And then when we give this fake person keys, they give them the keys, they move into the house, and then they charge back the charges they paid us. They get that money back. They keep this person's money and they run. And then eventually, this tenant finds out who the real property manager is when they get a notice to vacate in somebody else's name. So, and I'm not just, this is not hypothetical. This is real. This is, I'm
sounds almost like you have every, experience with this.
I have experience with it. We've caught it multiple times. People attempt to do this constantly, but I also see it in court. I see it in court when with other people that this has successfully happened to, and they're, you know, telling the judge, you know, this random person stole my money. Landlord's like, well, it wasn't me who stole your money. And it's kind of like they stole from both of them, because landlord mm-hmm. takes 2 months mm-hmm. to get them out. So, mm-hmm. And they don't have the money to stay there.
So yeah, two things come to mind. One actually is that in listening to you, Kyle, is you realize that we have these experiences. And these experiences come from running our business on day-to-day business over the years, right? And so when we manage what are we, 250, 260, something like that, properties. So when you have 1, 2, 3 properties that you're doing, you are never going to attain the kind of experience that we have to know to protect yourself from this stuff. Mm-hmm. It may happen to you once or twice, maybe over the course of time, but I'm telling you, what we're talking about right now comes from the experience that we have.
Yeah, and what happens in the world, in our world, when scams like this work, right? Like, you're talking about scamming people out of thousands of dollars quickly, right? And it's working. So when those things work, the bad world creates things to make mm-hmm. them work better, right? So it has gotten to the point where people can go on a website and generate everything they need to submit a rental application in seconds.
All right, so that's the other side that we're going to talk about. So go for it, do it. I mean, that's one of the other things we see a lot,
so
right?
This is how we catch frauds, right? Like, so, people. While these things get fancy, they're still consistent, right? So even if there's a website where you can go generate all these things, they're going to look similar, and then they're going to continue to look similar as you see them more. But this is why employment verifications or something is so important. But as these scams get better, it's been even more important. Can you verify these pay stubs via bank statements? You know, if you have this pay stub of 4 weeks pay, you should have bank statements with deposits of these 4 weeks pay. And if you can't give me that, then you're probably not real. If you can't give me a selfie matching your ID, right, you're probably not real. There's a whole bunch of it. So.
And if I ask you for it and you refuse to give it to me, there's a reason, and then you end up going away. And I don't ever learn what the reason is, but what I do know is that there's something wrong. There's some reason why you didn't want to give me that selfie, and you know why I'm asking, so you give up on me, and so that's fine. The people, it's funny, again, going back to the experience thing, though, is that we get to see, like, we have 10 properties on the market at one time, maybe sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And so these companies, there's companies you can go to to get a fake, to have them put a fake application in for you, right? And they know exactly what we want as landlords. But the funny thing is, if I own one property, I'm never going to, I might see one of these and I'll never notice it, never realize it. But we've literally had this multiple times where we have the same application for this person on this property as another property for another person with the same pay stubs and the same stuff, just with a different name and
different dates and all that stuff.
It's crazy. And we get to see that because we're getting multiple applications on multiple properties. It's easier for us to spot it than.
And then there's the really good ones who they've stolen somebody's identity, right? So they've stolen somebody who does work for Mauser and they have real Mauser pay stubs. And when I check this social security number, it's going to show the same information. They've stolen all that stuff from a real person. Well, one thing that helps is when you get your identity stolen, tell the credit bureaus to put an alert on your credit, because that is the number one thing that anybody not experienced can catch. Because when they run that credit, it literally shows as a banner at the top that says, you know, this person's identity has been stolen. Please call this number to verify any activity, right? And it gives you the direct number to that person. And we've done this where we call them and we're like, hey, did you submit this application on our property? They're like, no, my identity was stolen. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is a fraudulent application. So, there are methods that people who get affected by this can use, because, you know, if your identity gets stolen, then you get sent to collections for all these past rent that you didn't even sign that lease, right? There's just a whole bunch like that. So
the easiest way for a self-managed landlord to get scammed has been happening for decades before technology. If somebody walks up to you with cash in their hand and says, I'm ready to rent this house, here's the cash immediately, that is the absolute last person that you want to rent to. I have landlords will have fear. They make those fear-based decisions, one. Two, they're forced landlords, or they're not in a financial position to be the best landlords and make the best decisions, meaning that mortgage that they're making is really infringing on their budget. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's vacant now for 45 days. And I had to put $6,000 into fixing it up from the last tenant. And I am hurting. I'm pulling money out of my savings. And I am, you know what I mean? And somebody walks up with $4,000 cash ready to give it to me for this $2,000 a month rental. And it is extremely tempting for somebody who doesn't know better to take that $4,000 and go, whew, wow, I skated past that hurt, right? And I get somebody in there and they don't even think about what they're doing. They don't even understand the repercussions about what they're doing. That tenant, nine and a half times out of 10 will be a problem from the moment you give them keys.
Why?
Because they know that they can't qualify. That's why they're not going through the normal application process. They know they've got bad credit. The reason why they've got bad credit is because they don't pay their bills and they don't want you to know it. They might have a criminal background. They might be sex offenders and not want to go through that process. There are so many things that people are trying to circumvent and get you as a landlord to just let them rent the house without going through the normal processes that protect landlords from bad tenants that might ruin your property and never pay you again.
And to be fair here, I want to specify that the person coming to you with cash doesn't necessarily mean that they're a bad tenant, right? You know, the situation that you're talking about that tries to incentivize you not to screen them. You still need to screen them. You could screen them and it could be good,
yep,
right?
That's absolutely right? True. Yep.
What you're talking about is getting talked into not screening them, right? Because in most of the scenarios you're talking about, it's take my cash right now or I'm walking, right?
And well, they don't say it that way, but that's how they present it. Like, hey, take my cash. I'm ready to go. I get phone calls all the time. People asking me, hey, I've got the cash. I'm ready to go. Where do I pay my deposit? And like, I don't want your deposit. You don't pay your deposit until I have an application and I approve it and I ask you to pay the deposit. Until then, please don't bring me money. I don't want your money. And those people, I mean, you say they're not red flags. Okay, they're at least huge, bright yellow flags.
No, no, I'm not saying they're not red flags. I'm saying that I was negating your blanket statement.
My blanket statement's probably still true.
Yeah. But the point is to screen. The point is to screen
yep.
on all ends. Everybody involved should be screening, and people get annoyed by the screening process. And I think we've just explained pretty well why it's so important, right? Because even the best scam, it comes down to that selfie photo or seeing the person in person, right, is the one thing that is hard for even that elaborate scam to provide, right? Because it needs the real person taking a picture.
Was the one we had recently with a female name and a driver's license that said female on it, and the guy that sent us the selfie was like a man with a mustache or something?
Yeah, well,
remember that?
Yeah, that's the world we live in.
And then the world we live in, you don't even know how they identify themselves.
That that's fake, but in a lot of times it is those tiny details. It's the one mistake, right? It's the one little mistake that was made on the statements, right? These fake statements. I've caught fraudulent statements all the time, many of times, because of a technicality that you messed up, right? That in the real world, that your real company isn't going to mess up. That your company taxes were not zero, right? You just lazily and fraudulently creating this thing, you forgot to add taxes. Well, nobody gets a W-2 payment without taxes, right? The pay dates don't make sense. We've caught things on the smallest technicalities. You get paid, you know, that you have pay stubs that go from, this is a funny one I called someone out for one day. We had two of your pay stubs were in December and two of your pay stubs were in January. And I'm like, well, why is your year to date continuing on through January? Your new year started. Your year to date mm-hmm. should have zeroed out and started over. You messed up. You should make sure to pay attention to that while you're mm-hmm. fraudulently creating pay stubs. So, with technology these days, it's so easy. I mean, I'm pretty good at catching them. You're pretty good at catching them. But like now with AI could probably generate these freaking pay stubs pretty easily. But there's back-end things. You know, there's a service called Work Number that most major companies that they try to scam are involved in this service that verifies directly with the company that this person makes this much. That doesn't protect you against identity theft, but it's a step towards protecting against the rest of them. So,
yeah. I'm left thinking about that landlord, about how they can protect themselves further, you know, from this type of thing. And one of the best ways to do it is get some professional help. Like, even if you don't have somebody managing it, there are companies out there that screen for you. That's all they do. Use them. Use those companies. You know, I'm a big proponent of using a property manager. This is one of the reasons, right? But if you're absolutely refusing to use a property manager for some reason because you have some bad experience with one and you can't find a good one, then at least use a screening company that can screen for you. And that's all they do. They can make these decisions. They can find this fraud in a heartbeat. Look, here's the thing. We talked about the landlord that's desperate. Don't be desperate. Don't make those decisions. There are other ways to handle it. If I have a property that's been on the market and vacant for 45 days, that's a problem. In my book, that's a real problem. I'm not here to say it's never happened to me, but what I can tell you is that we make adjustments. And the adjustment you make is not by taking a crappy application because it's the only one you have and they're ready to move in tomorrow. That's a bad decision. I'd rather deny that application, realizing it's crappy, and reduce the price by $25.
Doesn't qualify. Not crappy. Doesn't qualify.
Okay. Semantics.
Semantics matter, right?
But the point is, the amount of money that you will spend reducing a property $25 over the course of a year is $600. Did I do that math real quick? No, $250. That's $250 a year. That's going to cost you in reduction. Did I do that right? 4, 8, 12? Nope, $300. Sorry. Anyways, the point being, math is hard.
That was the point.
The point being that that's only going to cost you $300. Putting an applicant that you shouldn't have approved into your home so that they can move in tomorrow will likely cost you far more than $1,200 in lost revenue, eviction process, court costs, probably turnover, because that type of person probably will also destroy your property while they're living in it. You know, $1,200 is a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of money that decision will probably cost you. And when I say probably, I mean 9 out of 10 times, that's the direction it's going in.
Yep. Screen everything. Take every piece of information with a grain of salt. That's what we do. That's why we're so successful at catching fraud, is because I look at everything like it's fraudulent until we confirm it's not.
Almost annoyingly.
Yeah. Multiple steps that we take of like another person who didn't run all the other applications looking at the one that you're about to accept just to double check
fraudulence. Do a final review. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to double check fraudulence. I mean, because they're not looking about, they haven't talked to the person, none of this. They're just looking at everything that was received.
Right.
And make sure that it looks right. And there's no 100% guaranteed way to catch this every time, but there is a lot of ways to make it work. I mean, we go down to, you know, you got a number, you're checking the number to make sure to see if it's registered to the same name, right? And then that's not to say that everybody's number is registered to their name, but if it is registered to the same name on that application, it gives you another point of verification. All right, well, this is another piece telling me this is likely the person that they say it is. Because even in the whole identity theft scenario that gets a real information from a real person, all this stuff, now they're only one fake ID away from submitting you an ID and an ID with a picture that matches all that information. So this is why there's all these other steps. Check the number, you know, check the, I've had such a good, fake application before that, it not only made it through us, it made it through other property managers. And that's what caught it, is when we did a rental search, we can see, okay, well, you've moved into 3 properties in the last month. Mm-hmm. That's a red flag. You know, mm-hmm. This person's not renting out, you know, that means it was a successful one. You know, the dumbest screening that anyone can do, right? Facebook, check Facebook. If everything checks out, right? You got pay stubs from Mauser Electronics, for example, and then you search this person on Facebook, and they're very active. They do work at Mauser, oh, but okay. They look nothing like the person that's sending you this selfie or on the ID. That's happened to us before. We're like, hey, you know, someone's submitting applications in your name, and they're like, yeah, we know. We're getting calls like crazy. So, there's ways to find people's real name versus the number they gave you. So, you know, it's an overwhelming amount of verification. I do agree. That's why we are advocates of having someone experienced do it.
Use a screening service. Yeah. Use a property manager.
Even if you're not using a property manager, landlords can use a screening service, and it's an abysmal amount compared to how much you will lose from not doing it right. And we see it all the time. And the most disappointing place to see it is in eviction court.
Yep.
Right? Because nobody wins in that scenario. Yep. The person who got stolen from is on both sides of that case. So the landlord didn't get their money, tenant didn't get their money, and, you know, there it is. So, so is it important to screen?
Very important to screen, but also very important not to get scammed if you're a tenant. The really super good topic, Kyle. I hope it was a good like PSA topic, right? Yeah. Because it is just more and more prevalent every day, with technology allowing people to do things in a way that just seems real. It seems genuine, and it's hard. It's getting harder and harder to recognize when you're being scammed.
And we've seen more and more people. We're seeing more and more people that have fallen victim to this, right? Like, it's interesting to us to see as much work as we do to make sure this doesn't happen to us, doesn't happen to our tenants, our clients. we've had people where this has happened recently where they sign the lease and their job is to come pay the security deposit. They're like, I'm not sending Zelle. And they're like, I will be at your office. They physically wanted to walk in and talk to us to make sure they're like, all right, I need to make sure you guys are the people I was talking to and that you're a real company. And then they're like, okay, here you go. And then, explain that this has happened to them before. Yep. It's even more common with people moving from out of state. They get targeted, because these scammers are also likely receiving multiple applications, and they can do this to more than one person on one deal, like on one property. It sucks to see. So
PSA, ask questions.
Yeah. Ask questions. Verify on both ends. So, all right. Well,
good topic, Kyle.
Please. You guys have any questions? Need any help? Screening, need any advice on things involving fraud, scammers, screening, anything like that, give us a call, 817-818-9039. Shoot us an email at showmethemoney@wertpm.com. And John and Kyle are out.